public health authorities should take credit for the decline in measles deaths in America. They should. But they should take credit in the following way. Between the year 1900, this is all on the CDC website, what I'm about to tell you, and the year 1960, 61, 62, the years before the first measles vaccine in America, 1963, the mortality rate for measles declined by over 98%. Yes, by over 98%. That is, you can just go pull up the mortality data on the CDC website. This is uncontroversial. It's just data, what I just said. Some people get emotional about it, but it's just data, what I just said.
Why would they get emotional?
Well, for the reasons we just discussed. That decline had nothing to do with vaccines. You know how I know? There was no measles vaccine. That's how I know.
What caused that decline?
I think that in part, it's the public health health authorities should take a lot of credit for that.
Nutrition, sanitation.
Better sanitation, clean water, getting sewage running out of the streets.
Right.
Right? All of these things. Initiatives to make sure that there's natural light. Like, remember all the tenement buildings?
Yes.
All these initiatives, even basic things like quarantine. Oh, if you're sick, not the kind of forced kind of stay at home stuff that we're talking about. Just if you're sick, hey, maybe you should stay at home in bed kind of stuff. And so that decline, 98%. You know how many people died in the few years, an average a year before there was the first measles vaccine in 1963, when pox of this country were still like the developed world? Around 400 Americans a year died. That's 1 in 500,000 Americans died of measles in the years before there were vaccines. Every death's a tragedy. And measles can still kill people just like any virus can in parts of the world that are really underdeveloped. Any virus can kill children, adults. And there were still pockets of America in the early 60s that were like that. But that declining rate of mortality, it was a trajectory that was ongoing even when the measles vaccine was introduced in 63. So those 400 deaths which have now gone down, how much of that is attributable to measles vaccine? How much of it is to the continued efforts of public health agencies, right? We that could be debated forever. We don't need to. But the important point is this. Long way to answer your question is this. When you listen to public health authorities today, they will say to you, measles is what caused the decline. Measles vaccine is what caused the decline in mortality. They never talk about those other things that they did.